Okay, this is an untitled piece.
I assume you don't know quite what to expect in this stanza because it begins with an asterisk.
Rosy speckle
you should be listening to...
Part the narrator with no slip.
insert the name of the reader. The poem is starting now. This poem begins with a bit of indecision over just what it is about addressing someone's eyes. And in an intimate way, the reader is reading in their poem reading voice. I'm getting quieter just thinking about it. There are winter trees that take clinics in through their spiracles and throw out a fine social mist. Usually at those moments when dark figures least expect it, your hand feels the metal, but the metal feels like cloth. I mean, this is the sense that when you send it their way, it doesn't matter if the lights go dark, and it all smooshes together under our own recognizance.
The
poem has a bit of a tailwind due to its line breaks. I could improvise here instead of reading this narration. And in a way, I am. My mind is wandering. This is the part where she or he makes a mistake. Did you hear that? This poem specializes in something. In a couple minutes, when I'm gone, I hope to hear you hearing me again. You may have to experience it without me. I'm going to pause and listen instead while I do that. Try to listen to things other than the words. I still feel free to resume at any time. You may feel free to let your ears stutter back and forth between the foreground and the background. I might never come back.
Army back later. Strophe, not a comma. Articulation that is just off of it.